My wife Amber and I, right? Imagine her and I trying to have a deep, meaningful, impactful, powerful relationship with one another if we never talked to one another. We just never talked. Lived in the same house or whatever and, you know, put money in the bank or what have you and did different things. But we never talked, never communicated, never had that part of a relationship. It wouldn't be very deep. It wouldn't be very meaningful. And so one of the primary things that God teaches us about having a relationship with Him and growing in that relationship is knowing the Scriptures. If you want, how many of us in here, I mean, I hear this all the time as a pastor, I really want to know God's will for my life. I really want to hear from God. How many of you in here want to hear from God? Right? Well, then read the Scriptures. I mean, really, you say, well, you know, God really has sent us a text message. I hate this. That's kind of corny, but it's true, right? I mean, like he really has said something to us. And what he has said to us is an authority. And it's through what he has said to us in the Scriptures that we can actually know God, that we can hear from God. Now, oftentimes we go to the Scriptures and we sort of think that like that the Bible is sort of like a magic book, you know, and we sort of be like, open it and be like, you know, or we just sort of like, what does it say? And then we kind of look and it says, and then he walked out and hung himself. No, like, you know, I mean, for real, right? I mean, like it's not a magic book. Like, don't over spiritualize it. God has given us the Scriptures, but too often we're sort of just like looking for a sign. Right, we're saying, I just wish that I could hear from God when He has given us everything that we really truly need. He has told us everything that we really need in order to know Him. But in order to truly know Him through the Scriptures, you've got to see it as an authority to your life. Meaning, in order to be wise from it, you've got to submit to it. You've got to kind of get underneath the weightiness of it. If I told Amber, my wife, again, right, that she was never allowed to disagree with me, right? Like, how good of a relationship is that going to be, right? Like, in order to have a truly a relationship of depth, you have to be able to be willing to put yourself in a situation where somebody can disagree with you and maybe you could be wrong. Any relationship of depth is always going to be something where we're putting ourselves at least in a situation where they're allowed to speak authoritatively to some degree in our lives, to give us hard truths that maybe other people, right, or maybe we don't even necessarily really want to hear. And in order to have that relational depth with God, we've got to, like, what I would say, so that it's sort of just got to be hammered. It's got to be hammered and hammered and hammered and hammered into our lives. If you want to experience a relationship with God and experience growth in that relationship, it's something that's got to go deep down into your heart. And that's where the power is.